All right, so I'm excited about this episode because so many new contractors, people start the business. I remember when I started mine, my first 10 or 15, yeah, probably 20, yeah, $15,000, $20,000 worth of work in my first month as a painting contractor came from referral. And I burned through that pretty quick in the first month. Then I was like, well, shit, you know, now what do I do? Because those were easy slam dunk layup jobs, right? I was a brand new contractor. People wanted to help me succeed, this and that. Then I started getting calls from people to come out and give them, quote unquote, a bid. Okay. And I remember one of the first estimates I went on, I just had no idea what I was doing, like many of us. I could paint, I could do the work. I had even worked as a salesperson in other industries before, but I never had any sales training. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I didn't know how the game worked. And so what did I do? I just jumped into the normal game that contractors play where you run around, you give free bids to people and all that other shit. So today's episode is sales advice for new contractors. Again, we get a lot of questions about how to start right as a contractor. And the sooner you can get things in order here as a new contractor with your business, as soon as you could learn to take control of your sales process, the sooner you do that, the better you're going to be, the stronger your business is going to be, the less debt you're going to have, the more money you're going to make. And those are all good things. And as I share in the audio that you're about to hear from Contractor Fight TV, many times we go out and because we're the new guy, we have it in our mind like, you know, I got to prove myself and I, you know, you're still figuring things out. And one of those things that we do is we get in the sales process, and because we lack confidence in our company and our structure and we're the new guy and there's other insecurities, we end up running our mouths too much. We try to fill that space. We try to make the case for why we're really awesome. And so today I'm going to just share a little bit about something that we teach in our Contractor Sales Academy, and we go way in depth over there with it, but it's what I call peel, don't pounce. Peel, don't pounce. And we explain this in the audio that you're about to hear. But really, guys, the heart behind this is slow down. Don't put the pressure on yourself to be the answer man for everything. And actually take the time to peel back the layers of the prospect's motive. Ask good questions. That's really the right way to do it. I'm going to quit running my mouth now and get to the audio of this for you guys, sales advice for new contractors. Appreciate you hanging out with us today.
All right, tip number one here today is a new business. You cannot be everything to everybody. I encourage you to just first and foremost, be a problem solver in the way that you approach your marketing, the way that you approach your sales. Be somebody that is there to solve problems. Oftentimes, the things somebody wants done, okay, well, not oftentimes, every time, it's rooted in one of two things, their motive. It's pain or pleasure. They want an addition because there's some pain or pleasure in their life. Your job is to figure out what that problem is and be the best solution for that problem. When you come at these relationships as a new business owner, just going, I just want to solve problems, you're going to be more successful. So let's just say maybe you're somebody that subcontracts for general contractors. Okay, it's easy to think, oh, all GCs give a shit about is cheap prices and stuff. That's not the case, guys. They have problems too. Your job is to dig in and find out what their biggest problems are and whether you're a good fit or not to solve those problems and alleviate that pain. Number two tip, many don't do this. I know I certainly didn't do it and it caused a lot of problems. You must be committed to getting oxygen. That is sales coming into the business, and that is money going into your personal pocket so that you can meet the needs you have at home. There are so many demands of the business, so many things that are required of you. Life as a business owner will be much, much easier if you are focused on making the money, if you are focused on getting oxygen, if you are focused on taking care, making sure that you get a paycheck that you bring home to you and your family before anybody else. Because just like on the airplane, they tell you to put your mask on first, otherwise you're no good to the people around you. Same thing applies here, all right? Get oxygen. You get oxygen, you have life. You have life, you have a fighting chance to survive as a new business. Third tip for a new business owner is kind of a marketing thing here, guys. And it goes a little bit along with tip number one about solving problems. But so many contractors, I see this a lot, I'll use an example with like home remodeling companies and things like that. They do everything under the sun. And the problem with that is you spread yourself thin and you don't really become an expert at anything. Or another thing that people do is they go, I want to market the whole city or this whole big geographic area. All right. I worked with a guy that's based out of the Chicagoland suburbs, and he wanted to market all of the Chicagoland area. And until he targeted it down to what I'm talking about here, where aim small, miss small, okay? Aim small. I said, where is an area that you want to dominate? Let's start there. Let's dominate that area, okay? So that you can be a bigger fish in a small pond instead of this tiny little tadpole in this big area. Same with the services that you offer that I just shared about a minute ago. Instead of trying to be all things to everybody, pick the one thing, okay? Aim small, miss small. Pick the one thing that you can become a massive expert in. So maybe you're a painting contractor. You say, we only do interior painting, and you become the interior painting experts. A lot of guys in the landscape industry are simply just water feature guys. They do ponds, okay? Some guys do just outdoor kitchens. That's our thing. Doesn't mean that other opportunities for other types of services won't pop up for you. It just means that your time, your focus, your money on marketing, and all those other things are being drilled into one thing that you can really dominate. So aim small, miss small. Tip number four is where so many business owners, even the ones that have been around for a long time, still struggle with this, and this is simply this, guys. You have to market like your life depends on it. You can never have too many leads. You can never build your brand enough. Sadly, what happens is contractors, they get busy. And then they get busy and they go, oh, I don't have to do that marketing shit anymore. I don't have to network. I don't have to build relationships. I don't need to, you know, run ads or whatever it is for you that's working. I don't need to create content for my business. Guys, that's the biggest mistake you're going to make. If you want to be one of the stronger businesses in your area, in your industry, market like your next meal depends on it. Okay? Along with that, sell like you're independently wealthy. See, when you have a lot of leads coming in, you could be more bold in the sales process. If you don't have a lot of leads coming in all the time, it's going to be really hard to sell at the prices that you need to get. It's going to be hard to add people to your team and scale the business and all those things that I know that you want to do in your business. Time and time and time again, when I work with somebody, we always come back to what are you really giving your marketing? And most companies, sadly, are falling short in this area. Guys, take your marketing seriously. The job, when you start out in business, this happened to me and a lot of other people, what happens, we start out and the people that know you, they're excited for you. You're like, oh, Tom's in business and this and that. People start throwing you referrals and stuff. Guys, that shit dies down after a while. And you're going to have some sort of marketing plan in place. Don't take that marketing thing for granted, okay? Create a system, create a process that allows the phone to ring every single day of the year. Fifth tip I want to give you guys is less tactical. It's more of a mindset thing. You're starting your business. You're excited. You want to hit the ground. You know, I talk about things that are like solving problems and marketing your business. And we talk about creating content and building relationships and all these different things on this channel. Growing as a salesperson, growing as a leader. I want to give you this tip, and that's to cut yourself a little slack. Still bring your passion, still bring your energy, but play this game with what I call patient urgency. Okay? The things that need to be done, do them right now. But as far as the results go, understand that sometimes the results that you want take some time. Okay? It takes a year to get a year's worth of experience. It takes some time if you create a piece of content and write a blog or something or do social media for your business to market your business. Okay, very rarely do we post something and we get a lead the same day or a sale the same day. So urgently do the things that you know you need to do. There's no better time than the present to check the boxes and do the stuff you need to implement. Be an implementer. But remember, this isn't just a 100-yard sprint here, guys. This is a marathon. And patience will help you enjoy the ride a lot more. So guys, I hope these tips helped you out here if you're just starting your contracting business. I know these are some things that I wish somebody would have taught me long ago, because I would have been much more successful and a lot happier, quite honestly. So guys, solve problems, get oxygen, aim small, miss small, market like your life depends on it, and play the game with patient urgency. If you want to be around a community of other like-minded contractors, head to our Facebook group. We've got a lot of great people, a few thousand awesome contractors in there that are working on all these things here that we're talking about. You can check that out at thecontractorfight.com/Facebook. You guys rock. I got to roll.
See you next time.